We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 10:04 midday with Jamie and Wicket. Your keyword to cash this hour is mirror, M-I-R-R-O-R, mirror. Text the word into 72881 for a chance at winning $1,000 in this national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Mirror is your keyword to cash. Mike Wicket is out today. He is getting his wisdom teeth out in about 40 minutes from right now. In that chair on that side is Brady Goodman. Afternoons on 99.7 The Point. Hello, friend.
M-I-R-R 7288. Well, let me text this in.
You misspelled it.
Since I don't technically work on this station.
Spell the word right.
M-I-R-R-O-R.
Yes.
Mira.
Yes.
Let me text 7281. Mira. I want $1,000.
Please don't confuse people.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
I'm shook.
So I was on my way here.
Yeah.
I'm driving down 69. I'm going north. I'm at about 75th Street. I look over. Some young lady in a BMW is texting and driving. I slam on my horn. I hit the horn. You know what she does? Runs into the guardrail.
Wow. Do you feel bad?
Yes. I pulled over. I slowed down. She got out of her car. She wasn't hurt. But her car was. And I'm feeling a bit guilty.
So, okay, so wait, tell me that story again. That went a different direction what I thought was going to happen.
Should I have...
So wait.
Do I hold any responsibility
how
there?
How fast are you going? Tell me again where this was. For those that missed the details, this
we're
was
a... 69 highway going north.
Okay, so speed
coming
limits...
Coming to work.
60 miles an hour?
Yes.
Okay.
65.
All right.
She's texting and driving, though.
So you pull up... How do you know she's texting?
Because I'm looking at her.
Okay, so you see the thumbs going.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And she's edging a little bit.
Okay.
I honk the horn. I lay on the horn.
Are you behind her?
No, I'm next
to her. You're next to her. Okay.
She, because she had been drifting a little bit, catches and hits the guardrail.
Brady.
I know. That seems bad to me. And I'm shook. But what did I do? I honked the horn.
I didn't know the
I'm
story
a little
until
shook.
Just now. You should have left with that this morning when I saw you this morning.
Well, I know.
I didn't know that was going to come out of your mouth.
As the mics came
on, Brady, how are you?
I all of a sudden got extra nervous.
Should you be at fault for that accident? So she stopped?
Yes.
Did you keep going?
Yes.
You did not stop?
No.
Did you cause an accident this morning? Is my question.
No,
for people.
She was texting and driving.
But she didn't hit the guardrail until you honked at her.
Yeah, but she was edging over into my lane.
Okay. But you laid on the horn. Like it wasn't just a little beep.
Okay,
it was you
I did
laid
lay on
the
horn.
Horn.
Now I don't know that there was any damage on the car.
Okay.
So was that an accident?
Well, she's going 65.
Okay, I don't know that
miles
she
an hour?
Hit the guardrail.
Wait a minute, you said she hit the guardrail. Did she hit the guardrail or not?
Well, I don't know.
What actually happened this morning?
Now, here's
did
the
any
thing.
Of this actually happen?
Yes. I don't know, Jamie.
How much?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to her car. Let me say that.
What did you witness?
Okay. We're driving. I lay on the horn. She, swerves. And I don't know if she hit the guardrail because she would have been, at my, what o'clock? She would have been at my 5.
Okay.
So I couldn't really see.
Why did you think she hit the guardrail? Why is
well,
that
because,
what you said?
Because she went like this. So she went over, clearly off.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then stopped.
Because if she had hit a guardrail.
She didn't like, she
at
wouldn't
60
have, like,
miles
bang,
an hour.
Bang. I'm saying, she scraped it probably, is what I'm saying. The way she exited the road. And then she did slow down and stop.
So
and
I you
did
think
too.
She probably hit something. And wait, you did stop?
I pull way over, right?
Okay.
Right? I pull way over.
Yeah.
So I didn't stop and get out or anything.
And
I'm
help
like,
her.
Oh, crap. Right? I see that she's okay. So then I keep going Because all I know from where I am, Jamie.
But you wait like a mile and then pull over.
No, it wasn't even a mile.
Okay.
Because it all happens so quick.
So you just stare at her from afar.
Yes.
See that she's not, you know.
Hurt.
And keeled over in pain.
Yes, and her car wasn't messed up.
How could you tell from how far away you were?
I wasn't that far away, right? Because I see her. She goes, hurt. So it's like, I don't know how far. I'm shook. Because
what about her?
Well, she shouldn't be texting and driving. Can we agree?
We
agree?
Yes, we can agree.
Because my life was in danger. What about me, Jamie? This is about me.
And I got all kinds of stuff now. Okay. So what? Anybody can weigh in.
We don't need.
Was it okay that you laid on your horn? I think that was a little bit of overkill.
I shouldn't have done that.
But if she had hit the guardrail, would that have been your fault?
Okay, what if, let's reframe
let's
this.
Let's go with the original
let's
story
reframe
that you
this.
Originally told
let's
me,
reframe.
Not
scraped.
The new version.
Let's say maybe scraped the guardrail.
That's what you think happened?
Maybe scraped it.
Okay, to
maybe
me it doesn't matter.
Scraped.
Let's say she made contact with the guardrail and has damage, a little bit at least, to her vehicle. Is that your fault? 229-80, is that Brady's
no.
fault?
No.
Because you... She was drifting.
She was drifting.
But she had not made contact with the guardrail.
No, until she was drifting toward me.
Oh, I thought she was going over the... Okay,
and
so
then
you hit
she
the
overcorrected. Let's hope she listens to The Rock.
You clearly think that you have a little bit of guilt.
I do. Well, I'm
because
shook. I'm
you
shook.
Waited a while to pull over.
I didn't wait. I got
you
over...
You didn't want to just talk to her.
No.
Because you have guilt.
Well,
about what happened.
Yes.
Here's what I. So
yes.
I am not
yes.
afraid of the horn
calling
on my
the cops
vehicle.
On, you're not.
No, I'm really not.
You've never caused like somebody to.
No, I've never caused a person to have an accident. Ever,
yeah, I wouldn't
by
say
laying
it was
on my
an
horn.
Accident. I think. Okay.
But I'm not afraid of that device on my car.
Right.
That is there for a reason.
So you don't fault me for using it.
I don't fault you for using it, especially because what you were doing was getting her attention so that she would quit drifting over.
Right.
Your only other option
it could have
was
been
to
me.
Right. Your only other option was to like slam on your brakes
right.
so that she wouldn't hit you, then you're causing somebody to hit you.
Who knows?
Right. Who knows what happens in it? So I
but
don't
now
blame
I'm
you
all...
for beeping your horn. But if you laid on the horn
okay.
to the point that you scared her and she overcorrected,
well, I think,
but she might have done that anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think
mixed feelings about this
the
one.
Length of the beep matters.
I kind of do.
I mean, because
like, did you really like how long did you?
I mean, it was certainly an angry like.
Okay.
Okay. In my mind, the horn was like. Indicating, hey, idiot, get off your phone.
Yeah.
There are other people out here. It was about that long. Like, how
okay.
many words was that? That was like 8 words.
Okay.
Hey, idiot.
I think what is necessary is just the, like, quick little beep beep to get her out of your lane.
Hey, wait. Let's go to the phones, Jamie.
If people want to call. If she had hit the guardrail, would this have been his fault? Because initially.
Wait! You're blaming the victim here. Me.
You started this.
I know.
That was the story you originally told.
I know.
So because originally she was drifting into your lane, you lay on your horn, that causes her to go way over, and if she'd hit the guardrail, would that have been Brady's fault? Ashley's on the line from Raytown. Hi, Ashley.
No, it would not have been his fault. If a horn is going to scare her to the point where she loses control of her vehicle, she is not paying attention to the road. I drive a truck. If I see you texting and driving, I will lay on my air horn right next to you. And I've seen people throw their phones across their car because they were so scared
but
when I did it.
Ashley, here's where I'm having trouble is that we don't know what would have happened if Brady had not honked his horn because she might have hit him. But it's
yeah.
the fact that she was drifting in his direction and she wasn't going in the other direction until he did the anger horn.
I did do the anger horn.
The 15-second, I'm mad and you're going to know it horn.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's what a horn is for, is to stop somebody if they're coming into your lane or to alert another driver as to what they're doing that could possibly endanger you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ashley
calls the show a lot. She's
I
legit.
Like
she's
Ashley.
Got credibility. She drives a truck, so she's on the roads a lot. All right. let's see, who is this? Is this Hetty? There's a...
Yes, uh-huh.
Hi, Hetty. What did you think?
Hi, dear. No, he's not guilty.
Thank you.
I used to drive 60 miles from to work and back, and then here lately I've been driving 32 miles back and forth, I-35, 435, 69, as well as side streets. And I have two toots, and when they're texting, and they don't pay attention to that. You have to lay on your horn, or they don't hear it.
Oh, thank
I've had that happen many times.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Hetty.
Thanks, Hetty.
Okay, this
I
got to tell you
one
what.
On my side,
this
fine.
Is making me feel so much better. This I was really worried. Like, am I in trouble with the law? Worried.
I mean, I do have the valid question of whether you caused an accident.
Now, somebody did on the text line say, "I do insurance and not his fault."
Were you in Kansas or Missouri?
I was in Kansas, 69 North,
okay.
Coming here.
Because somebody just said texting and driving is against the law. In Missouri, it is not.
Oh.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
If they've been in Missouri, it is not. Remember, Missouri doesn't ban anything except abortion maybe now soon. But Missouri lets you do whatever you want on the roads. So texting and driving is not against the law in Missouri.
I love you, text line. I'm glad I came with this.
Okay,
early.
Let's get one more call on, and then we'll... If many of you are calling, Sam's working to get your calls on 576-7798. Sam is on the line next from Kansas City. Hi, Sam.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What do you think Brady did here? Anything?
Brady... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go... Floor is yours.
Okay. Brady, I hate texting and driving. I feel your pain. But I would contact an attorney because you just now admitted on air that you caused a wreck.
So. Wait,
did he
wait,
cause a wreck?
Did I cause it?
Well, you know, it's and then maybe left the scene of an accident. So I don't know. I think I would definitely consult an attorney.
Okay, you know any?
So much
you know
for
any
making
that he can
me
call?
Feel good. Hang on. Okay. All right, Sam.
Do you have
well,
questions
I could
for
have. Nope. I
okay.
wish.
Thanks a lot for the call, Sam.
I wish he wouldn't have said that.
Okay.
I was
again. So we'll let you recap the story when we come up next. But if he laid on his horn and she veered over, and if she had hit the guardrail, would that have been Brady's fault? Is he in trouble with the law? Ben's on the line in KCK. Hey, Ben. Thanks for holding on.
Hey. So a couple thoughts here. I will say I think not guilty for Brady.
Thank you.
That makes him happy.
But I will say that there is also probably a couple things that he could have done differently. I mean, obviously, this is in retrospect. Also, it seems a little bit sketchy that keeps changing some of the details a little bit. But
that's what I said.
Yeah. But, I mean, in retrospect, you know, maybe the anger horn is a little too much. I personally think that anyone who uses a horn that long is probably being a little excessive. You know, you can make your point known without having to, you know, try and piss the other person off just because you're angry.
Okay. Okay.
And I think that, you know, a lot of people do that, and then it just results in more road rage and people going back and forth at each other. So, in general, I do believe that that's really not necessary for anybody on the road. So I think that that's one thing.
Okay.
And then I think, if anything, checking on them, you know, if it didn't look like anything obvious happened, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, if you can't even tell if she hit or not, I mean, if you bounce off a guardrail going that fast, you're going to see parts flying. You're going to see...
She's going to spin out.
You're going to spin out. Something, you know, if it was something obvious, then you should have stopped. I mean, if it looks like maybe she pulled over because she was scared, or she's like, oh my gosh, I just realized that
she dropped her phone.
I almost hit somebody, you know, stuff like that, then that's one. That's, I don't think you're at any fault. Plus, you know, if it's going to go to an attorney or something like that, I mean, there's no way that that would pan out and be like, oh, well, what led up to it? Well, I was texting,
right.
And then I got scared.
Right.
And, you know, I don't, so.
I got to tell you, Ben, thanks a lot for the call. I don't know if I would be admitting to anyone that I was texting and driving at the time that the guy honked at me. Because
right.
Sometimes you just, I mean, I've done that before where I'm not on my phone, but you just accidentally noted like highway hypnosis for a second, and then you notice you're drifting. To me, that I'd be more willing to tell an insurance agent that than that I was texting and driving. And
right.
That's why he honked at me. But I don't know that you needed to, like, go for the full bore anger horn.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Let me reframe the
no,
anger.
No, you don't get to change the story anymore.
Okay.
All right. We'll get to more of your calls coming up next. Also,
I would just like to say, normally the text line is not on my side. Thank you for today.
Yes. No, today they're gonna be angry at me. That's totally fine, though. that's okay. Brady was on his way to work this morning. He's on 69 Highway. He's headed north. There is a woman next to him who is texting and driving and veering over into his lane a bit. And so in order to not be hit, he does the anger horn. The excessive, too long, done with a lot of rage horn to get her to not hit him. What ends up happening, in addition to her not hitting him, is that she veers, she overcorrects. It scares her. She overcorrects. And we're going to say almost hits a guardrail.
Okay.
Is that fair? Or are you going to change the story for the seventh time?
Okay, no. We don't know that it was the horn is why she veered. Maybe she got a crazy text. Maybe she won the keyword to cash at that time, and it was just timing. Maybe.
I think you're...
Okay, maybe not.
I think now...
Okay, she veers over, and maybe she scrapes the guardrail.
So, for sure, she... Something happened because she stopped.
Yes.
Because Brady waited like half a mile and then stopped also and just got a glance to make sure... She didn't fall out of her driver's side door and keel over on the side of the road. And as long as that wasn't the case, then he figured it was okay to keep going.
Yes.
So I asked the question, if she had hit the guardrail or if she had had an accident, would it have been Brady's fault? Hope's been hanging on the line in Lewisburg here for a bit. Hi, Hope. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi. First of all, that is a really high accident area right there.
Yes, it is.
Thing. Yes. And he was trying to prevent an accident. He didn't want her to hit him.
That's
and
true.
Then it would have caused a whole lot of problems. And then she's not going to make a police report saying, oh, I was texting and this guy honked.
And this handsome man next to me.
And also, this might be really good because you will prevent her. Now she's going to be scared when she texts and drives.
I don't think that's going to be true.
I think it might. That was my intent.
And maybe she won't kill somebody next time or herself, because on the highway, that can happen really fast.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
So Hope's got your back.
That's my opinion.
Thanks a lot, Hope.
Thank you.
I need, if we have any police officers or law enforcement listening.
No, what are you doing? Are you kidding me with
I have a question. Do you think they're maybe not listening anyway?
I'm not trying. Don't they have more important things to worry about?
Well, I have a question. So I assume there.
Oh, my God.
I assume, but I don't know. I assume there is nothing illegal about honking
what
your horn.
I did.
About honking your horn. Like, is there anything illegal about really laying on your horn for a while? Because somebody suggested earlier you could have just given her the gesture. Well, that wouldn't have stopped her from hitting you.
Yeah.
Is there anything illegal if you would, like, really laid on your... And I would have us do it, but I don't want to get fired for
I just don't know if we can do that, because I know you can't play, like, sirens
on the air. So we're not going to do that, because I don't... Yeah. That doesn't seem like a good reason to end up in the boss's office. So if he had laid it on for quite a while, would that have been against the law? Jim's on the line in Kansas City. Hi, Jim.
Hey, I just wanted to say that... if I'm not mistaken, Kansas is an at-fault state. So what the insurance companies are trying to do is determine that, yeah, she was texting and driving or improper operation of the vehicle, whatever. She's at 90% at the fault, but her insurance wants to blame him part of it so they can recoup some of their loss. So is he at fault for the accident? No, but is he going to be blamed for 10% of it or 5% of it? The insurance would argue that. But I am on his side that we shouldn't have to look out for people texting and driving. But he said that he also saw her texting and driving. So I hate to say it, but you can also change your – you shouldn't be forced to, but you can change your driving just a little bit because of some idiot in front of you.
Right. So. No, defensive driving. I agree with you there, Jim.
Hindsight's 20/20.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call, Jim.
Thank you for the call.
All right, we'll get two more calls here, and then we will move on. Kenny is in Olathe. Kenny, who's side, John?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
First of all, you should be an attorney, and Brady needs to stop talking. He's telling on himself way too much.
That's fair.
He didn't do anything wrong, though. He honked the horn. He could have been honking at somebody else, you know? She shouldn't have been texting and driving. I drive on these roads all day, every day. There's way too many people texting. This should be a lesson learned for her.
100%. Brady,
Mr. Hanson, just calm down the horn.
Okay.
It's okay. But, yeah, you're right. You didn't do anything wrong. You paid way too much attention to her, I think. But it is what it is. If she hits the guardrail, she said, all her insurance, yeah, you're all over the radio, dude. They're going to... She's the right attorney in Kansas City. You already know what they'll try to do.
Right. Just, okay.
So, besides that, I think Scott's going to bring this up later. They're going to draw this out so far. I think you're going to have a headache later.
Great. Let's not.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you. Drive safe, Kenny.
One more on this. Sam in Pleasant Hill, what do you think?
Well, I totally agree with Ben. First, to not prevent an accident, you just don't be on your phone in the first place, especially since I am a motorcycle rider. I see it all the time. Then have had many near-death experiences from people on their phone texting and driving, and I'm on my bike and people not seeing me. I wouldn't necessarily call it the anger horn. I'd just call it, you know, get off your friggin' phone, you know, horn.
Thank you.
But, you know, if you don't want to be in an accident, put the phone in the glove box, mute it, and be focused on driving, because everybody's driving a few thousand-pound cruise missiles at 60 miles an hour.
100%. It is. I'll bet it's extra dangerous for you guys out there on bikes.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
yeah, motorcycles or bicycles, yeah.
Right? Okay, well, thank you. I'm pretty sure we can all agree that everything's fine and we should just forget this story.
No, I think I'm going to read you a couple of texts, but don't worry. I'm getting called all kinds of things today.
Okay,
so.
Good. Well, not good, but I mean...
it's just, yes. You know, for my controversial opinion that you should have laid on your horn maybe for three less seconds. Nobody's on your side, Jamie. He isn't at fault at all. Oh. He was trying to prevent an accident. I'm never going to say that. JC... because I don't like saying that on the air. How dumb are you, girl?
Whoa.
You know.
Maybe they were talking about the girl in the car that was texting and driving.
Maybe.
Probably not.
But I'm being pointed out by name.
Yeah.
And I mean. I think that I just have a different opinion than you, and that doesn't make me dumb. But if that makes you feel better, then go for it. Somebody else said, not guilty, but totally self-righteous D-bag thing to do.
Wow.
You caused that lady to have an accident. Still love you, Brady.
Okay. Well,
there's a lot of mixed emotions going on. you know?
I feel bad. I do feel bad. But I don't feel... I probably went a little overboard. I want everybody to be safe. And the whole thing I was trying to was avoid any issues on the road. Yeah. And... one ended up happening. Get off your phone.
I wonder
quit
if
texting
here,
and driving.
Because you don't normally come to work at this time of day.
Right.
Because you're here to be here.
Right.
So you're not normally, so you wouldn't see her. Because people have very consistent driving habits usually. Leave the, you know, routines, leave work
so,
at the same time.
So like 9, 12, 15-ish in that
if
area. Look for her.
If you're on 69 Highway for a while, but you won't be in the car at that same time of day tomorrow.
It's slow right through there anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's getting to that, you know, where it collapses down to turn to 35.
Yes. Okay. So with that, we'll take a break here. And then coming up, I want to talk about what Uber is doing.
Okay.
I've said before that, and I'm not, despite doing this for a living and being, I consider myself to be quite the extrovert, and I like talking to people, and I like getting to know people's stories. For some reason, the Uber is the time that I am not as chatty. The Uber and on the airplane are two times where I'm not generally
as
chatty.
I take offense to, because when we went to
Vegas,
I talked your ear off.
That's how I got to know you. That was actually
right.
That was,
and now I'm finding out.
You were an exception. You were special.
Right.
That's what you're finding out. That was actually the first time I ever really spent time talking to you. You had filled in for Wicket for the first time. That was when Wicket got married and we were all on the same flight together. And I didn't really know you very well.
And I just ran off at the mouth for that 2-hour flight.
I got to know deep Brady.
Yes.
You know, I got to know the other side of you a little bit. That was kind of fun. Okay. Uber is solving a problem for me. I just don't know if I want to pay for it.
Okay.
Tired of chatty drivers? Uber now offers an option for a quiet car, but you'll need to upgrade for the privilege. Uber passengers will have to pay a premium for silence. The ride-hailing app debuted its quiet mode feature this week to put the driver on notice that they don't want to chat. Uber passengers will have to pay more for peace and quiet. The feature is only available on the higher-priced Uber Black and Uber Black SUV premium rides. By the way, Uber drivers don't have to follow it. It just gives the driver a heads up that they would rather you not be chatty. But there's no requirement. They're independent contractors. They can do whatever they want. But it tells them you don't want to be chatty. So passengers can select quiet preferred, happy to chat, or no preference for Uber Black cars or Uber Black SUVs. fares for those cars are generally 100% more expensive than just the standard Uber X, and nearly 200% more expensive than Uber Pool, which I will never do again. I did that once in Las Vegas. No way. Never do it again. But you can tell them whether you would like to chat or not.
First off, if I had a nickel for every time I said I did that in Vegas, never doing that again,
right?
I'd be fine. But I even making that selection gives me social anxiety. Like, the last thing I want to do is go, yeah, prefer quiet, and then get in the car and just think the whole time, oh, this dude hates me because I didn't want to chat. He thinks I'm all snobby. So even giving me that option, I just want to get in there. And look, I'm already rolling the dice with my life because I'm jumping in with anybody that's driving.
So you don't want to do anything that's going to put your life in danger?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, look, we can chat if you want to chat. I'm trying to, you know, go off your vibes.
If anybody wants to, we got a few minutes here before 11 o'clock, 229-80 or 576-7798. Would anybody choose the quiet mode feature in an Uber? If I don't, I'm not willing to pay for this. I'm not going to double the cost of my ride
to have a
driver that's not going to small talk with me.
I think you're great. This is a bad look for you. You're rude and cheap.
It never makes me popular. No, I'm not cheap. I'm frugal.
Yes. Oh, what's the difference?
There's a big difference.
Is there?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Frugal means that's how I do trips and stuff because I don't waste my money. Cheap means I won't even spend money on anything.
Okay.
I'm not cheap.
Because you're still taking the Uber, so it doesn't make you. You're not just bumming rides. That's cheap from your friends.
Right.
That's cheap. Frugal is I'm not going to upgrade.
I'm not wasting
money. I don't have to talk to this person.
Yeah, and is anybody with me? Because there's a reason they created this. There's a reason. We've talked about this before. Anybody else with me on the wanting the not chatty driver
Listen,
in the Uber?
I'm the worst. I'll sit in the front seat next to people because I don't want them to feel like it's driving Miss Daisy.
You're paying them for a ride.
To Union Station.
You're paying for a ride, though.
I know, but it seems so
It's not
like,
your friend.
I know, but just like I'm nice, I laugh at the jokes at the checkout counter at the grocery store. I'm a people pleaser, Jamie. I need therapy.
We'll talk about that, and we'll see if this is a valid reason for that.
And do Uber drivers think it's rude when people don't chat?
Yeah, I need to hear. I know we have Uber. Where's Uber Johnny when
I need him? You need to do? You need to learn just a little bit of sign language. So when you get in, you can be like, oh, I can't hear.
That seems like that could create new problems.
No, it'd be great.
And solve problems,
It'd be
right?
great. You get in and they say something and you just go,
I guess I'm not
deaf.
And I know it makes me seem antisocial and I'm really a nice person. I just generally, small talk just gets exhausting. Like sometimes I just want to relax on my ride, you know? And especially, and this is never more true than when I am returning from a trip.
Right.
You know, like a big trip. And I've got the half hour Uber ride home from the airport to home. I'm exhausted. I'm kind of bummed out that the trip is over. I've got to work the next day. It's probably late in the evening because I always fly back late and I just don't want to chat.
I don't disagree with you. Small talk is exhausting.
Yes.
But at the same time, you do it to not be rude. This is Kansas.
But now I don't have to worry about being rude, right?
This is Kansas City.
Bill's in Shawnee. Hey, Bill.
Hey, well, there's two things. First of all, on the talking to the driver?
Yeah.
Why don't you just say, not today, please?
Because that seems more rude to me.
That if they are, then they would be the one rude. I mean, you were polite. You asked them, I'd just like to have my own space, please. Thank you. Now, they're the rude ones. You've done your part of being courteous.
Yeah, but don't you think the reaction from them is, geez, I was just trying to say hi.
Right.
Why don't you smile a little bit?
Right.
If somebody was in line and they said, would you please move a little bit so I can get by? Are you going to say, gee, well, I'm just standing here. Why are you asking me to move? They're not going to do that. Just be polite.
I mean, I don't disagree with you.
Those things don't seem the same to me.
Right.
You're right.
I mean,
instead of being passive aggressive, like just say, hey, actually, I'm more likely to put earbuds in or something and have it be loud enough so that they can tell.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look up the sign for I can't hear. My ears don't work.
I'm not going to do that.
And then you can pretend you're deaf.
I'm not going to pretend I'm deaf.
I mean, I feel like it's the easy way out.
Now I don't have to because Uber's going to have this on their app. Joe's in Overland Park. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi.
Well.
I'm a Lyft driver. We get rated bad for talking too much. We get rated bad for not talking enough.
You can't win.
You can't win. I mean, yeah. These people are pretty demanding. I mean, we've had people tell us, oh, can you wait 30 minutes while we go grocery shopping? Like, no.
But no, listen, so money. You, so, but what you, do you like the idea right. of how chatty do I want to be? Give me a scale.
How do you like it being on the app
well,
for Uber?
I like it because, I mean, it's limited to Uber and Black because they're trying to get more money out of you.
Right.
That's why they're doing it on the higher platforms.
They know people want it.
Yep. But at least it would give me some leeway to know. I mean, we're human too. We're not in the greatest moods all the time.
Right.
Political. I mean, people, I've had a woman get in my car. You must be a Trump supporter. Like, really? That has any inclination of me getting you from point A to point B?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Was it the hat? Was it the hat? Okay.
I'm a white male from Alabama. Yeah.
Oh, got you. No, listen. So here, let me ask you this before we let you go.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, can I sit in shotgun with him? Or would he rather have people sitting back?
I don't know. Here's what I was just thinking about, though. So is this in part because people who can afford to have a nicer Uber, as in they're going to pay for one of these two higher levels, is it because why are rich people less likely to want to be chatty? And I'm wondering if it's in part because, like, they're trying to do business and stuff on the drive. They can afford the nicer Uber.
But why wouldn't that just be an option even on the cheaper
ones?
For
all of us, yeah. Yes. I don't know.
Or is it, like, for you frugal folks out there.
Thank you for saying frugal, not cheap. I appreciate
it. For you frugal folks, this is an added benefit. This is the mint on the pillow.
Yeah.
And this is another reason
maybe.
You would, you know, pay for the higher price.
I'm not doubling the cost of the Uber, though, to... It's about $35 on an average day for me to get from the airport to my house. I am not
it's
paying...
It's double to tell them to be quiet?
It's double to get the more expensive ride that lets
you
do it. So I'm not paying $70 to have a quiet ride home.
Well, you know, again, if you just a little bit of sign language.
Yeah, well, I'll work on that.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.